Please check your shoes, pants, shirts, socks, and gloves at the edge of the page. I'd like you to enter the poem completely naked. I promise I won't stare voyeuristically while you're in here, and I promise to keep the heat on while you are. You may think it strange that I've mentioned your clothes. After all, you're the reader. You're here to be entertained, or enlightened, or at least just to read. You come not necessarily wanting to think about the manner of your dress. The anonymity of the task may be chief among its allures for you, now, at the end of a wearingly public day. If this is the case, I extend my apologies. The fact is, after years of dealing with an overly critical readership, I no longer feel like bearing my soul to someone who isn't willing to make a similar sacrifice. Since I cannot really expect you to share your thoughts with me, I feel my best course of action is to ask you to remove your clothing before entering the poem. I think you'll find that while removing your clothes may be a cumbersome chore, having them off will feel somewhat liberating. You may be surprised how at ease and refreshed you feel from the simple act of disrobing. Do not hesitate to climb right inside and get warm. Stretch your limbs if you like. You'll find that there's a surprising amount of room in here. I don't need to remind you that you may leave at any time. As the reader, that has and will always continue to be your prerogative. The overwhelming amount of control you have over this situation should let you feel free to do or act as you please. You have entered a private space of mine, and I am not here, nor am I ever likely to return. You may do as you wish, and be perfectly assured that no one else is looking. You may want to consider briefly if you've ever been given such an opportunity before. Perhaps house-sitting when you were younger, or maybe wandering through the somewhat stiltified rooms of a deceased relative. Consider your behavior then. Was there anything you would have done differently? Any chances you might have taken that the assured anonymity afforded you then? For instance, have you ever probed your own anus with a blunt kitchen implement? A little hand lotion will get you through the initial awkward phase, and then it's on to levels of self-knowledge you hardly thought possible. Your complete invisibility is and always will be assured as long as you remain here. It's quite possible that you may begin to enjoy this solitude quite a bit. In fact, as you get used to it, you may find that you prefer it to the overstimulating and often embarrassing situations in which you find yourself during the tedious hours of your ordinary life. As time goes by, you may ultimately decide that you'd like to stay in here forever. You may be surprised to find how relatively little effort it would take to actually accomplish this. Simply keep your eyes focused on this text while walking slowly into the kitchen and removing a large steak knife from the drawer. You have then only to plunge this knife with a determined thrust into your left pectoral, and before you know it, you'll be able to spend your time in this cozy little space all by yourself for the rest of eternity.